John Neeser, Callista Booth, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, thanks to your team, we have a very tasty pop-up restaurant ready to pop right here in Fort Wayne. It's the Pwok Tavern. Tell us briefly, what is this all about?
This is a student-managed restaurant that's open to the public, and it's an event that we do every semester. We change the theme every semester so that it's all new and challenging for our students.
And it's tasty for the general public who gets to come to
this
restaurant.
People have started to get hooked on this one, yes. This is fun.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Now you're partnering with the Fort Wayne Sister Cities International for this. How has that shaped your project?
It was a project that started with Marietta Fry, who's part of this Polish community and part of the Sister City. And she came to me and said, what about doing a Polish restaurant? And I thought, yeah, let's do this. It was a great idea. And she's been really instrumental, and the community has been really instrumental in helping our students and guiding them, giving them advice on the menu and giving them some ideas. She was in touch, and we've been in touch with the Polish embassy to know exactly what they wanted as kind of theme. And they said some interesting things. They said, especially don't do anything that's too traditional. Do things that are a little bit, you know, we don't want this old view of Poland. We want the new Poland, the Poland of the young people today. So there were some exciting things that happened at the pre-production and thinking there that was unusual that we gave our students.
Is it a challenge to introduce a new taste like Polish cuisine to Fort Wayne?
If you can become very, very traditional and somewhat boring, or you can be a little bit too out of the way. So my advice to the students, which, you know, is a kind of thing that I've always thought about in restaurants, is you have to surprise without scaring. So you have to create something that is sufficiently sort of out there, but at the same time that's sort of acceptable to people. That's been my guidance to them. Now, it's their menu, so, you know, I catch the ball if it rolls off the table, but I try to sort of leave them a lot of liberty.
And Callista, as a GM of the whole project, you better keep that ball on the table for one thing.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to ask you, what does modern Polish cuisine include?
So we will have sausage, stuffed peppers. There's a lot of desserts are amazing. The donuts that you would find in Poland. We have done a lot of research in compiling the menu items that are going to be featured. The internet technology is amazing these days. And then also with the guidance of Marietta, we've been able to tape down what's popular in the modern Poland with a little twist to them.
Now you're commandeering the Holiday Inn at IPFW's Mastodon Grill for this project. How reality-based is the setup and the running of your own restaurant within such a space?
This is really a key point. I mean, we have an extraordinary relationship with that hotel, which was built for that purpose some way. The idea was the hotel was built on university land with the idea that there would be some opportunities for teaching and learning in that hotel. And the management of the hotel, the ownership, have been really exceptionally good with us.
That's great. Have you encountered any surprises along your way in this?
I think the only surprise is just that it's so real life. It's realistic. And going into this, you're not being handheld. I mean, Dr. Neeser really allows us to take the bull by the horns and run with it and do what we want. And that's what we need. That's how it is in the real world. So it's exciting for us. It's an opportunity that we couldn't get very many places, very many universities.
To me, the biggest surprise is actually how you can teach without teaching. And how I'm learning myself, there's an enormous amount of setting up the structure and setting up the environment so that effectively you get to where you want to go, and but the actual person who's learning doesn't feel they're being taught. And that to me is, it's surprising how it actually works, because, you know, you sometimes think, well, you know, if I just do this, nobody's going to take, but the human nature kicks in and people do. And so this is really, for me, the fun thing of it.
Especially when your grade's on the line. You'd be surprised like it's accomplished.
That's the coin of the realm for us. To me, it's really using a very practical, down-to-earth situation and allowing and seeing these students gain transferable skills that are way beyond just sort of cooking a meal and making some money for a restaurant. That's really, and I see this happen. You know, it's kind of organically happening as things go. That's the most exciting part.
Dr. John Neisser is chair of IPFW's Hospitality Management Program. Calista Booth is the senior student and GM of the brand new Pwok Tavern. They join me today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. John, Calista, thank you for sharing your busy pre-opening time with us. Good luck and bon appetit.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much.